Let's talk some music and some young rock and roll acts that maybe one day will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The 2018 Tri-C High School Rock Off, Road to the Rock Hall, begins with the Rock Off presented by PNC. And our buddy Barry Gable at Live Nation has so much to do with this. One of his passions, of course, seeing great people and just enjoy the stage experience. Barry, how are you, partner? A belated Happy New Year, by the way.
I'm doing great, and the same to you. And while we're sitting here and it's 16 degrees, we're already thinking about Blossom Music Center as well, which is fantastic.
I'm playing some Dave Matthews because he's announced June as a part of his tour. That's tremendous. June 2nd at Blossom, right?
That is correct, and he'll be out there. Tickets for that show aren't going to go on sale till February 2nd, but he's got a brand new album out. And last year he played just with Tim Reynolds, and this year he's got the full band back together, and he'll be out at Blossom on Saturday, June 2nd. And that should be a fun time. He's got a brand new album that's coming out as well.
Big announcement from Zach Brown, too, the Down the Rabbit Hole Live Tour. They'll hit Blossom August 2nd, I believe. Those tickets go on sale this Friday, I think.
That's correct. On sale tomorrow, and that's expected to be a tremendous show. He also, for our friends that like to travel, he's going to play down in Cincinnati as well. And it's going to be at the Great American Ballpark with a big show down there. So that'll be a lot of fun as well.
Jack White, solo tour comes to town June 6th, Jacobs Pavilion. And before we get to the Rock Off, typical Barry Gable, we're talking off the air and we're going over these acts. He goes, oh yeah, Bill, and you forgot the Doobie Brothers with Steely Dan too, right?
That's right. The Summer of Living Dangerously went on sale last week for that show. Having that show with both of those members being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Saturday, June 23rd, that's going to be a great party. The Doobies have performed out there before. Of course, this is the first tour that Donald is out without his cohort in crime, Walter
right.
Becker.
Right.
He'll have a great show, and I'm sure he'll be applauding his partner in crime. But that's the Summer of Living Dangerously at a Blossom Music Center. And the tickets are on sale already for that one, so get out there and get those tickets.
Good stuff.
And Justin Timberlake indoors, he's going to be going on sale on Monday, and that show is going to be amazing, Saturday, March 31st. I know there's a pre-sale going on right now with the Amex, with American Express.
Yeah.
That show is going to be amazing.
He, of course, got the halftime gig again for the Super Bowl, too.
That's correct.
Barry Gable, LiveNation.com. A lot of the stuff we're talking about is up on their site. Okay, you also have a passion just to see young people enjoy the stage experience, which leads me into our 22nd annual, Barry, 22nd annual Tri-C High School Rock Off. Big thanks to PNC Bank on this.
That's correct. You know, I'm starting to think that some of the bands that are playing, their parents played in this thing, which is really great. We started this event, like you said, 22 years ago at the Odeon, then we moved it to the House of Blues, and now we found pretty much a great permanent home and partnership with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this year we've got 51 bands playing, 214 participants from 84 high schools. We have eight bands from out of state, and we have five states being represented. So we're really expecting a great opportunity. Basically what this is it's a battle of the bands kind of competition, but it's not your normal battle of the bands. So each week, 10 or 12 bands will take the stage at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they want to qualify. Three bands want to move out of the semifinal rounds into the what we call final exam, where the grand prize winners will get a chance to win $1,000, be crowned the best band in the land, and also get an invitation to perform at the Warped Tour out at Blossom in July. And what the kids are going to find out right now is that the founder and creator of the Warped Tour, Kevin Lyman,
yeah,
he's going to be one of our judges that night.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that's really cool. Plus, on top of that, this is the first year PNC is participating, and part of their new voices in rock, they are going to give all of the seniors that are performing in the Rock Off the opportunity to apply for scholarships over at the Tri-C Creative Arts Program if they want to study there. And it's the scholarships could be up to $2,000 in value, and all you need to do is just log on to therockhall.com /rockoff as a senior. And they'll hear more about it when they come down to the event. But that's where you can get tickets as well at therockhall.com/rockoff. And like you said, I am really passionate about this. Yeah, we do this event to identify great talent and give them an opportunity to perform in a professional setting. But it really is a conduit to not only get on stage and play in the shadows of the legendary performers in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it gives you a sample to play in the professional opportunity to hear about how to put your press kit together, to talk to club bookers, to be involved in the marketing side, to be involved in the promotion side, and really get a glimpse of what it takes to be in the business.
Fantastic experience. I think Paul Clark, the PNC regional president, said it best. Arts and music transcend boundaries and bring people together in unique ways. And it's what the Tri-C Rock Off is all about. Barry Gable, Live Nation. Pal, thanks for your time. We look forward to a great summer, too, of music out of Blossom. Thanks, bud.
You got it. Happy New Year.